A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Andy, a great trooper. I was looking to my right and seeing a little dewdrop there on the old on the end of his bugle. Yeah. as his nose poured today with your cold, but you got through it.
That's what I do. I soldier on.
You're a trooper.
I am.
We spoke to Dave Roberts, who's an author. He had a book made one
I've
of his
infected
films.
The whole office, but I soldier.
Yeah,
on.
He's basically given us all colds. Cheers. It's called The Bromley Boys, his book and his film, but he has a new book out about the road to Wembley for his beloved Bromley. It's very entertaining, as was he. You'll hear from him. We had a bit of a chat about various things.
Yes, talked a bit of last night.
Yeah, we did, of course, and other matters besides. So here it all is. Happy birthday to me.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much for the card yesterday, boys. Got a card from the club. Didn't say anything about getting gubbed by seven at the lane that evening. No. Have a great day, Paul, but don't bother turning up because some of us aren't either. Which is a bit unfair. But more on that in a few moments' time. It's Hawksby and Jacobs. We just run until four here on TalkSport. Where this afternoon, Andy? What's going on?
I don't know, because you haven't given me the opener.
Haven't I given you the opener? Okay, fair enough.
Well, I do know what's going on.
There it is. Go on, then. You check it all out, then. I'm sure I did. I just think you've lost it.
I think that's the one where you've got your
phone. No, I left it on your desk. Feel free not to pick it up.
Okay, fine. Coming up between now and four. Has Stoke fans' patience finally worn out? Rajasthan Royals, Surrey branch.
Yeah.
The lowdown on Chelsea and Liverpool's Champions League opponents. And, Spurs might get a mention in passing.
Might get
a mention
in passing if we really have to. We'll take your calls, emails, texts and tweets, including TV formats for the Premier League, new gaffer. And we'll also get the lowdown on England's incoming cricket coach.
Yeah, there's all this plus Tim Vickery with the latest from South America. And as he goes under the knife yet again, we'll wonder whether the Tigers should have made the Masters his swan song.
Yeah. It is 7 minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy. Before we have a conversation,
yes.
Let's wrap things up in the game between Canada and New Zealand. It was nip and tuck all the way. But who has won out? Should we find it? Let's check it out now. Let's get all the information on that game from Mike Beauville.
There were 9 tries in total, with Bowden Barrett, Geordie Barrett and Scott Barrett making history by not only becoming the first trio of brothers to start a Rugby World Cup match since 1995, but also the first to all score in the same game. Italy still lead Pool B, but another performance like this against Namibia on Sunday and the All Blacks will have more than one foot in the quarterfinals. It is finished in Oita. New Zealand 63, Canada 0.
Oita. Good night. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Like the old Chaz and Dave song, Oita. Renamed for the Japanese market.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And funny, player ratings always fascinate me in the paper. Mm. Serge Gnabry, last night, he got a 9 in the Times. I mean, what has he got to do to get a 10? He scored 4 goals, for goodness sake. What did the bloke do anything?
I thought,
I think he just missed kick one. I'll give him a 9.
The way I look at last night, I mean, a lot of the kind of general stuff, let's not go back over that. We did it because Wednesday is Tottenham in Crisis Day here on TalkSport. And last Wednesday, I said stuff that the boys on social media retweeted. And
yeah, they can put it out again.
Most of that remains true. But a few other things. Sometimes when you play a team, and you think, blimey, good job they didn't stick all those chances away because it could have been 7. Well, they did, and it was. It was one of those nights when they were absolutely ruthless. Quite a lot of it self-inflicted, giving up the ball cheaply, but still, you don't always expect the team to put you to the sword quite like that, and they did. I'd still argue, in the first half, you could argue we were the best side in the first half.
Oh, yeah, until the second goal went in. I thought Spurs were.
Yet another goal right on half-time, which is they are making a habit
of. Good finish, though,
it was a very good finish, because they're a very good side, so that wasn't a massive shock. I'd like to think that maybe possibly the last we've seen of Serge Aurier for a little while. He did seem like he was trying to get himself sent off because he was a bit bored with it. I mean, look, it was his lunge was an attempt to jump over the player, but then to go two-footed into him. He was lucky to stay on. He's a bit of a hapless soul.
I think there's a lesson for Spurs for Daniel Levy from Bayern. If you look at what Bayern did in the summer, Bayern had a certain team that they'd really used and used and used for 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got rid of the likes of Robin and Ribery. They bought two excellent fullbacks. Mm. You know, they invested. They got Coutinho in. You know, they sort of refreshed and churned the team. And you have to do that.
No, you just have to do that, certainly. I mean, I think at the back they were looking a bit leggy at times, weren't they?
Yeah.
The two centre-halves. And you could have made a case for Sanchez playing. But Sanchez has been a bit off of his game as well. I'm not sure about the Dele Alli tribute act.
No.
I think it's the time to bring the main boy back. I think it's from the, I mean, he had good sound family reasons for doing it, but I think it's really since he became Delhi, since he dropped the alley, he's not looked the same player. No, but I don't quite know what role he fulfills these days. It's an odd one. Maybe the manager can eke it out of him. He's had a lot of injuries, of course. But yeah, there were a few odd selections in there. I'd rather see Sissoko at right back. That's how desperate we've become.
Yeah, Aurier was just a nightmare.
I mean, he's positionally all over the shop, but the way Gnabry played, you know, he could do that to most people. But one of those nights when you get a bit of a shooing and you just have to take it.
Yeah, if they win on Saturday, things will look a bit better. Funny enough, on the weekend, though, it's the first NFL game at the new Tottenham Stadium. I was thinking it's quite ironic if
it scores 7-2.
Well, if it was restricted to a touchdown for one team and a safety for another, it would be 7-2. That's exactly right.
It could well be 7-2.
Yeah, something like that. I turned over at 4-1 because I thought...
You'd lost faith, Andy.
I lost faith, yeah. And also City was 0-0, so I thought, that's quite... And it was quite exciting, actually, until Zagreb's 10-man wall, what a great approach to the match, finally breached. And Gojek came on for Zagreb, but he had a full head of hair and he wasn't sucking a lollipop.
That's one for the teenagers.
Thank you very much. I thought you'd like that. And going around the grounds at Galatasaray, Fatih Terim is still going strong. He's amazing, isn't he? And I don't know if you know this, but he tweeted a picture of himself with the moose after the game. He said, "My very good friend, Fatih Abrahams."
Oh, there's no need for that.
I know. I couldn't resist it.
No, okay.
What can you do?
Anything else?
I might have.
Yeah, go on then.
What else have I got? On a serious note, I thought that it was very interesting to see Dybala set up Ronaldo with a lovely slip ball through to him. You'd think, if Spurs had got him, that might have been a bit of a difference.
I did. I did feel that was an opportunity missed, but he wasn't the only one, really.
Great story on the Daily Star front page there. Greggs are hoarding their pork and other key ingredients so they don't run out of sausage rolls in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Never mind medical supplies. That's what you want.
Well, they are quite medicinal for many, aren't they, really?
Well, I suppose they are, really.
So, coming up this afternoon, Martin Lipton pops in and sees us. His fine column is out every Wednesday. We'll be looking at some of the highlights of that. Talking about the new man in charge of the Premier League, David Pemsel.
Got some good ideas for him.
Maybe he's considering a future in TV beyond this role.
Oh, yeah.
Although I would imagine with the kind of pension and everything he gets from the Premier League, he probably won't need to go into TV after this.
But still.
But you've got a few TV formats for David Pemsel.
I quite like Pen and Pencil. That's Teller retires and he joins the forces for the Magic Act.
That's a nice one, yeah.
Pemsel Case, that's a sort of legal Judge Rinder style show.
I'd watch that, yeah.
And Light Pencil, that's when he
A light pencil. Is this like a diet thing?
Yeah, just to lose weight. Exactly.
I've got an idea for. I've got a title, and TV shows have been commissioned on less, but it's called "Putting Lead in Your Pencil," and it involves Ledley King. But I've got nothing else.
Okay.
So, if we can find him some work in the world of TV,
that should work,
let us know this afternoon. Text. Oh, you had another one, didn't you? Pencil sharpener.
Yeah,
which is just like, you know,
you're quick livener before the program.
Yeah, just maybe a small single malt, just a little one. No ice for me.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport. Joining us in the studio now is the author of The Bromley Boys that was made into a feature film a couple of years back. Dave Roberts, his new book is The Long, Long Road to Wembley. And he joins us now. Hey, Dave, good to see you.
It's Wonderful to be here.
Yeah, good to see you again, Dave. I remember you coming in 8 years ago.
You remember that? I thought you might.
Dave said, "Yeah, I was here 8 years ago to talk about my book, 32 Programs." And Andy said, "What was that about?" And Dave said, "Well, 32 Program, clues in the name."
True.
Well, good to see you again.
Thank you.
Since then, one of your works has been made into a movie. So, well, that must have been fantastic.
Yeah, the Bromley Boys. It was a bit strange having. No, it was completely unexpected. It all started about. Last time I saw you, about 8 years ago.
Do you want to just move slightly closer to the mic?
Yep, sure.
Okay. I mean, we're all very relaxed in here.
Yeah.
It's nice. Getting a bit echoey.
Yeah, how does that all come about? Did you just get a phone call out of the blue saying, "Look, I would mind an option in this"? I think there's a movie in this, though.
Basically, yeah. And I thought there wouldn't be a film in it because it's a pretty niche book, really.
Hmm.
But this bloke just persisted and persisted and got it made in the end.
Touches on some pretty universal themes, though. I think that's the key. I mean, you know, your other books, you don't necessarily, I mean, the amount of people that have said nice things, you know, Miguel Delaney from The Independent, I mean, our own old mate John Cross, lots and lots of people have said lovely things about your work. There's a lot of universal things that you tap into, I think, as all football fans can relate to.
Yeah, I think there's particularly jinxes.
Yeah.
I've always thought it was just me. And I'm still getting emails today about people's jinxes that they feel responsible for failures of their teams.
Yeah, well, Andy's a bit like that. Basically, if Chelsea are on a good run, he has to eat the same meal every time before the match.
It's impressing 1 year when they won the title. Oh.
Well, is it meatballs?
Fusillion meatballs. I was so sick of it by the end. I was like, just lose a game so I can change.
But you could have had fish and chips and it would have made absolutely no difference.
Well, no one realises.
The way to break a jinx like that is when you've got, I don't know, Marlowe in the cup or Bromley in the cup, is that you go out and you have something different and then you know what I mean? A banker.
It's a good idea. I was going to ask Dave, do you think there's something more pure about supporting a team like Bromley as opposed to supporting Manchester United or Chelsea?
Yeah, I used to think that a lot. I feel a bit of a glory hunter now we're doing so well.
Yeah.
Top of the table.
Oh, yes. Our producer, Paul, was telling he's not convinced it's going to last.
It's going to last. Him and Charlie Baker, they're not sure. They think it may be a fleeting little visit to the summit for you boys.
They're the Torquay fans.
They are the Torquay fans. They're quite bitter.
They're very bitter.
They think they're the Manchester United of the National League and they're not. You know, they don't like the fact they're about eighth at the moment. It's eighth. You're not even that high.
Something like that. 3 years ago, Bromley beat Torquay 7-3 at Torquay, which I'll remind him on the way out.
He probably didn't mention that to you. Seven goals put past you. How embarrassing that must be.
He's so much like me, his face.
He's not happy. I think you might find your microphone will get turned off. So brilliant. This one, The Long, Long Road to Wembley, and in the same way that 32 Programmes was about 32 Programmes, are you going to tell us now that this is about A Long, Long Road to Wembley?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
No, it's when I was about 13 or 14 and Bromley were really, really useless. And I had this fantasy about Bromley going to Wembley because on the tee hut, there are all these pictures of the 1949 team, which, as you know, went to Wembley and won the Amateur Cup.
Oh, of course.
So I just wanted to see them go to Wembley, and it didn't happen for a long, long time.
No.
But I kept the faith.
But it did. It did in the end, and we won't give away the ending of the book because obviously that's
I think Ian Abrahams does in his sort of forward. He's very nice about the book, but I think he gives it all away. But never mind.
Well done, Moose. What's the point of reading it when he's done all of that? I mean, what was it like? I mean, was it very emotional to see the boys walk out at Wembley?
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah. I take partial responsibility for it because I had chips before every game that season, and it seemed to work. And the final, I had to get some Wembley chips. And I was so nervous I couldn't really eat them.
Oh.
And I think that probably explains what happened.
You probably still paying for them.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
That's it. So, what was it like when you were actually on this road? Did you start to think, we're never going to get there, when did you start to believe you're actually going to make it there?
I think when the final whistle blew in the semi-final. Which was the most nerve-wracking time of my life, that semi-final, because we were just one goal up and not looking good. But I mean, the sheer emotion when that whistle went off, something I've never seen before.
How many were at the game in the end?
Total, I think it was about 2,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were rattling around a bit in Wembley, were you?
No.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say.
That was the semi-final.
You get lost when this. Oh, it's about 90,000.
32,000.
Oh, that's good. Wembley, I was going to say two.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. That's what's so great about the pyramid, that even a game like that will attract.
Do you, many people. So 32,000 turn up. How many were Bromley, you think?
I think they're about 12.
12. And how many? What's the average gate?
At Bromley?
Yeah.
These days it's getting on for 2,000, but probably that season it was about
12,000. So 10,000 glory hunters rocked up, did they?
You said that, not me.
That's fantastic.
Did it grow the fan base? Did you sense that there are a few more new faces there that maybe bought into it because of that run or not?
I think they do. I mean, when I first started watching Bromley, you kind of knew everyone by name who went there.
Mm.
So there's definitely a lot of new faces. Wow. Last couple of seasons.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
And it's good to see. There's a lot of kids.
Paul was discussing this with you. You crowdfunded this particular book for the first time. And there's some quite interesting people here. I don't know if they're the real people. Duncan Hamilton, is that Duncan?
Yeah.
The great writer.
We live in the same village in
he's
Yorkshire.
A wonderful writer. Ray French, the rugby league commentator?
No, I think
no, it's a different Ray French. Yeah.
Well, that one got away.
Certainly did.
There's a Jack Holland there, which is the Bromley captain.
Yeah. Oh, so the club have been very supportive.
Rob Savage. That's not Robbie Savage.
No, that's a different Savage.
Yeah,
and Neil Smith, the manager, contributed towards it.
Oh, lovely.
So I said nice things about him, innit?
Yeah. So why was it Bromley for you? Because, you know, in the area, you've got there's other teams. If you wanted, you know, you could have gone down the Palace route if you wanted
to. Yeah, Palace, the nearest big club. No, my parents wouldn't let me. I was about 13 and they wouldn't let me go unaccompanied, so I was allowed to go to the little team down the road.
Right, and they just got under your skin.
They did, yeah. Well, they won the first game, so I thought this will happen every week.
And it did. We were saying to Natalie Sawyer last night, she was making the point, imagine if, like, last night, as a young Spurs fan, that was your first ever game. And you imagine, Dad, can we go somewhere else next time?
Please.
What the lot like down the road? And so, they say they got under your skin. And so what was the... I mean, is this as good as it's got, kind of riding behind the National League, definitely?
Yeah, this is the best we've ever been.
And it's a kind of organic process. I said to Charlie and the producer the other day, have they got a kind of oligarch come in? And he said, no, it's kind of pretty organic process, this, isn't it?
It is. Really, I mean, you've got it's, to the top. It's sort of self-sustaining.
Yeah.
Really. They've built a new stand and lots of stuff around the back, which they kind of rent out.
Mm.
So it's... And there's a new chairman now who's saying and doing all the right things. It's all very sort of steady and unspectacular, but effective. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Dave, we wish you well with the new book.
Yeah. Look forward to seeing the film of it.
Have they optioned this one yet?
Not yet.
It's going to take a few quid to hire Wembley, of course, after CGI, I would imagine. But the last book, did you ever go on? Did you go on location when they were filming your book?
Yeah. It was, I can't remember what the place was called. It was a tiny little non-league club.
And it was they used the book as a kind of basis for the movie, didn't they, the Bromley Boys? But they tweaked the story a touch.
Tweaked it a bit. They brought in a love interest, which, of course, I wouldn't have had at 14. Completely implausible.
Brilliant.
But, yeah, no, I mean, the character was the same as me.
Yeah. What about somebody playing you at 14? Was it good bizarre casting? Was it a bit?
He was
bit
great, strange? Brendan O'Connor. He's a fantastic actor.
Brilliant. Well, we wish you well with the new book, Dave. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you very much.
It's unbound.com. Where can people buy the book from?
Amazon, Waterstones.
All the regular places.
Yeah. Beckenham Bookshop.
Beckenham, of course.
Obviously.
Long Road to Wembley by Dave Roberts, available now in paperback.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, if you're a TalkSport fan, then remember that the brilliant new book, 20 Years of TalkSport, is now on sale. The book celebrates the forthcoming 20th anniversary since TalkSport launched with a behind-the-scenes look at the mayhem and madness surrounding the station and its presenters over the last two decades. The book captures the funny stories from the early days right through to the World Cups, Cheltenham, overseas tours and the station today.
There are contributions from all the main presenters, including Alan Brazil, Ali McCoist, Darren Goff, Adrian Durham, Ray Parler, Richard Keys, Andy Gray, of course us, and many, many more. There are funny callers, presenter spats, and top 20 clips of the week.
So 20 Years of TalkSport, priced at $12.99 and on sale now at TalkSport.com/book, at Amazon and in all good bookshops, including at WH Smith, Waterstones and Foyles. It is well worth a read, Andy, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Nice idea from Scott Lawson off the back of our chat earlier on with the author, Dave Roberts. He said, could you set up a kind of feature where Andy reads out crowdfunding names of famous people that turn out not to be famous? Ray French, no, not that one. Robbie Savage, that wasn't him either. It's a nice idea. We'll see if
we can make
that
work. It was a bit of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, really? It was a bit of fun, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think I realised they weren't the real people. And I was right about Duncan Hamilton, so you can't, you know... Yeah, can't argue about that.
Stephen from Lisbon over in Ireland has been in touch, and he said, we talked about David Pemsall, of course, who is the new chief exec of the Premier League. We're trying to find him a bit of TV work as well on the side to supplement his meagre earnings as the chief exec of the Premier League. Pemsall pusher, he says, where David spends a few days every week with different bobsleigh teams around the world to see if he can improve their
stats. That's a very good idea, Stephen.
It's great. I could see that on Eurosport.
Yeah, that would work, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And the Winter Olympics, that sounds like a winner.
Pemsall
and papers. David takes a nightly review of what's in the following morning's broadsheets and tabloids with various friends from Fleet Street.
Well, that could
that's from Robbie.
Happen. That's not a bad idea.
And
one's bonkers.
Fabian Scher, Andy Cole, and David Pemsall discuss commonly misheard or misspelt words in Scher, Cole, Pemsall.
Scher, Cole, Pemsall.
Yeah, well, it's not. Oh, yeah. It's not Scher, though, is it?
It is.
Is okay, it? Yes. He's Scher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
sorry, mate, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work, mate. Sorry.
The doctor of comedy has disallowed it.
Well, it doesn't, you know. It doesn't work when you say it doesn't
works
work.
It works written down.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
The late Joe Mercer's favourite racecourse, Tilster, is closing down.
Maybe you should explain it. Joe Mercer, the fantastic Manchester City manager.
Brilliant.
He did a bit of punditry during the 1970
World Cup.
And he's struggling with some of the players' names.
Tostão, the brilliant. Oh, I love Tostão. What a player he was.
He called him...
Toaster.
And Pele struggled, didn't
Peeler.
He? Peeler.
Toaster and Peeler.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can get Pele's name right.
I've got no idea.
Amazing, really. But there you go.
Yeah.
And
The Sun was saying tonight that we all know Dina Ashes. Sorry?
Oh, tonight.
Today,
yeah.
And tonight's race. It is tonight, isn't it? Dina Ashes runs for the 200.
The paper came out this morning, but the race is tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. It's gone just overcomplicated, why don't you, already? Dina Ashes running in the 200 metre final tonight. A lot of the others have either not qualified or aren't there or injured. Yeah. And the Sun said she could run it with an egg and spoon and still win.
Thought, good Lord.
That would be a bit showy, wouldn't it? That would be. If she did.
But if there was money in it, the IAAF would have sanctioned it.
That's right, yeah. The egg marketing board. So anyway, good luck to her. It sounds like she's going to do it. God, we are struggling with Neil. We can't get hold of him. You did make a good point on the basis we don't get to talk about it. Gary Kirsten was a kind of dogged opening batsman.
Just what we could do with.
Yeah, and so it's very interesting. That's the sort of player we've had. Bayliss, who's very much a white ball specialist, and now they're trying to take on someone. Like that.
If you want to build an innings in Test cricket, you need that sort of Dean Elgar. And we got it a little bit, didn't we, with Rory Burns, who had a pretty decent Ashes, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
He shows the most ability to do that. It's not about being attractive or scoring quickly. It's about staying in and wearing the bowling down.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll try and get Neil after free on a better line. So, in the meantime, have you got any gold you want to give us in the next minute or
gold,
so? If you've got anything absolutely sensational that'll have us all in fits of laughter.
But I was reading a programme. I mean, I'm a big fan of Anton Deck, but honestly...
You're reading programme?
No, I was reading about a programme they're doing.
Right.
And it says, it's basically Anton Deck discover a number of things that really surprised them in Anton Deck's, what's it called, DNA journey.
Oh, yeah.
And not who do you think you are in any shape or form. Honestly, I don't even know these TV companies can do that.
That's great, isn't
it's
it?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Aren't they embarrassed? They think, actually, I don't know, why don't we get two famous people to go and examine where they came from and their roots and everything? Oh, yeah, nobody's done that except for about eight series on BBC.
Well, it's
brilliant.
Well, is there nobody in that meeting? When they all said that, I bet they all just kind of looked at each other accusingly, all daring the other one to say, bit of a rip-off of Who Do You Think You Are, isn't it? But no, as long as no one says it in the room, I've kind of been in meetings, as long as no one says it in the room,
it's true.
No one's thinking it, when in fact everybody's thinking it.
But there you go, I'm sure it'll be very popular when it comes out.
Yeah.
Massimo Allegri is learning English.
Yeah.
As he targets the United job, the Times told us this
morning. Oh, yeah.
That's a good shout for United, I think. He's a good
Allegri,
manager.
You think they need one of these kind of big hitters of European football?
Well, he's a very, very good manager, so, you know, I think they do, really, especially attracting players as well.
Do you think nights like that last night, shooings like that, damage the Poch brand when he goes looking for work?
Yeah.
Or do you think, I mean, you know, you do start to wonder. I mean, there's enough time.
Well, everybody has a point. Do you know what I mean? The point that Poch got Spurs to the Champions League, that was his... I'm not saying he won't reach it again, but at that point, that was his zenith of his career, wasn't it?
I think
at that point, he was the most marketable he was ever going to be, you know. So unless he can turn it around, then it does damage him slightly.
I think in an interview, he would be able to possibly reason away why he's had some of these issues.
I think he might as well.
Whoever comes in to the Tottenham job, should he ever leave, will have to be very good at PowerPoint, because as we've heard before, the reason that AVB got the job at Spurs is his PowerPoint was fantastic. He just gave a brilliant presentation.
I think it's interesting, the idea
just in practice he struggled.
Southgate was an interesting rumour. I think I can't believe though that Gareth Southgate would want to give up the chance of the Euros, which I think England got a good chance in, and especially the World Cup, when all these brilliant young players are going to be at their peak. Mm. You know, I can't see that. But I could see somebody like Eddie Howe. You know, I could see somebody like that. Yeah. But hopefully you'll be hoping that it doesn't happen.
But I actually think he will, if he is going to go, should he go, I think he'll do it on his own terms. I don't think that to happen.
If I was a Spurs fan, absolutely, I'd want the chairman to just do what the manager wants. I think the manager's earned the right.
Yeah.
You know, for people to do that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
So that's us today. Max will be alongside Andy tomorrow. I'll catch up with you on Friday for the Clips of the Week and Martin Kellner and more.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.